KANW New Mexico Close-Up, I'm Tom Trowbridge. Between the time he spent at the University of New Mexico as a faculty member and department head, and his return to the state last year to become the president of the New Mexico Institute of Mining and Technology in Socorro, Stephen Wells worked at the University of California, Riverside. Then, Wells says, he moved on to Nevada.
Where I became president of one of their eight institutions of higher education, a research institution called the Desert Research Institute, which does all types of sciences, biological, atmospheric, hydrologic, STEM, a STEM research institution. I was president for 17 years. I was approached on the opportunity here and new tech, because some of my students, former students, actually worked here. My former PhD advisor actually was president here, Larry Lattman. So I just thought it was a great opportunity and thrilled to be back in New Mexico and thrilled to be president of New Mexico Tech.
At New Mexico Tech, Wells says he's excited about what he calls his daily discoveries.
Those include some of the remarkable work by our faculty here. We have one of our senior biology professors has been working very diligently and made great progress on drugs for addressing cancer, drugs for addressing issues like sepsis. And to learn about, you know, in a place like this where you don't think of that kind of biological or biotechnical research, to discover that was just absolutely phenomenal.
Wells says the discoveries he cherishes the most are those from the student body at New Mexico Tech, and I'll get into that tomorrow. Tom Trowbridge, KANW News.